Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Yuma Daf Samech Tes, the seventh parak, Balo Kohen Gadol. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Gemara brings up Braisa that teaches that it's forbidden for Kohen to wear the big dekun outside the base of Mikdash, but one is permitted to wear them in the Mikdash even when not performing an avoda. Rashi explains that it's forbidden to wear them outside the Mikdash because he's treating them begadim in a mundane manner. The Gemara questions whether Kohanim are prohibited from wearing the begadim outside. From a Braisa that details Shimon HaTzadik's encounter with Alexander, who had been encouraged by the kusim to destroy the base of Mikdash. Shimon HaTzadik went out wearing the big dekun, and when Alexander saw him approaching, the emperor got off his chariot and bowed before him. He explained that when he went to battle, he saw a likeness of Shimon HaTzadik on the battlefield, which enabled him to be victorious. As a result, he refused to destroy the base of Mikdash and instead gave over the kusim into the Jewish people's hands. So we see from here that Shimon HaTzadik did wear the begadim outside. The Gemara answers that either they were not the actual big dekuhuna, but rather they were garments that were fitting to be used as a big dekuhuna, or that here he was permitted to wear big dekuhuna as it was an emergency, based on the pasuk, Eis lasos Hashem, haferos horasecha, it's a time to act for Hashem, they have nullified your Torah. Point number two, the Gemara relates that the Anshikaneses of Gedolah cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah. They said it was responsible for the Churban of Bais Rishon, the death of Tzaddikim, and the subsequent Galus, and yet still dances among them. Since the only reason it was given to them was to give them reward for overcoming it, they said, well, ihu bi'inan, v'lo agri bi'inan. We don't want it, and we don't want the reward for overcoming it. A petach fell from Shemayim with the word emes written on it. The Gemara relates how they fasted for 3 days and nights and were able to successfully subdue it. It emerged from the Kodesh Kodashim in the likeness of a fiery lion cub, and they cast it in a lead cauldron and covered it. When the Anshei Knesset Gedolah saw there was an Eitz Ratzon, they davened to be rid of the Yetzer for immorality as well. When they captured it, the Yetzer warned them that if they kill it, the world will become a desolate place. Rashi explains that the urge for procreation will cease. They imprisoned it for 3 days and they couldn't find a freshly laid egg. They decided to blind its eyes and release it, and this blinding accomplished that a person does not desire incestuous relationships. And point number three, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Shechaziru HaTorah Yoshna, because they restored the crown of Hashem's glory to its original luster. Moshe had said, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanor Hashem is great, powerful, and awesome. Then Yirmiyahu questioned God's awesomeness, as there were Nachim croaking in the Heichel, and he stopped mentioning Nora. Daniel questioned Hashem's power as the Jewish people were enslaved, and stopped mentioning Gevurah. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah then came and said, Adarabba, to the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevurah is Shekobesh Es Yisro. He restrains his will all the years that the Jews are subjugated and shows a long-suffering countenance to the wicked by not punishing them for all of their evil oppressions. And Hashem being Nora is seen because if not for his awe among the nations, how could one nation survive among the 70 nations of the world? They therefore reinstated mention of these attributes in Tefillah. They're called the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, because they magnified HaKadosh Baruch Hu by restoring the full complement of praises that were uttered by Moshe. So once again, 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings up Rice that teaches that it's forbidden for Kohanim to wear the big dekahuna outside the base of Mikdash, but one is permitted to wear them in Mikdash even when not performing an avoda. Rashi explains that it's forbidden to wear them outside the Mikdash because he's treating the begadim in a mundane manner. The Gemara questions whether Kohanim are prohibited from wearing the begadim outside from a Braisa that details Shimon HaTzadik's encounter with Alexander, who had been encouraged by the kusim to destroy the base of Mikdash. Shimon HaTzadik went out wearing the big dekuna, and when Alexander saw him approaching, the emperor got off his chariot and bowed before him. He explained that when he went to battle, he saw a likeness of Shimon HaTzadik on the battlefield, which enabled him to be victorious. As a result, he refused to destroy the base of Mikdash and instead gave over the kusim into the Jewish people's hands. So we see from here that Shimon HaTzadik did wear the begadim outside. The Gemara answers that either they were not the actual big dekahuna, but rather they were garments that were fitting to be used as a big dekahuna, or that here he was permitted to wear big dekahuna as it was an emergency, based on the pasuk, Eis lasos Hashem, haferos horasecha. It's a time to act for Hashem, they have nullified your Torah. Point number two, the Gemara relates that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Yetzer for Avodah Zorah. They said it was responsible for the Churban Bais Rishon, the death of Tzaddikim, and the subsequent Galus, and yet still dances among them. Since the only reason it was given to them was to give them reward for overcoming it, they said, well, ihu bi'inan, v'lo agri bi'inan. We don't want it, and we don't want the reward for overcoming it. A petach fell from Shemayim with the word emes written on it. The Gemara relates how they fasted for 3 days and nights and were able to successfully subdue it. It emerged from the Kodesh Kodashim in the likeness of a fiery lion cub, and they cast it in a lead cauldron and covered it. When the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah saw there was an Eitz Ratzon, they davened to be rid of the Yetzer Hara for immorality as well. When they captured it, the Yetzer Hara warned them that if they kill it, the world will become a desolate place. Rashi explains that the urge for procreation will cease. They imprisoned it for 3 days, and they couldn't find a freshly laid egg. They decide to blind its eyes and release it, and this blinding accomplished that a person doesn't desire incestuous relationships. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, why were they called the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah? Shechaziru Atar Yoshna, because they restored the crown of Hashem's glory. Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor Ba'anura. Then Yirmiyahu questioned God's awesomeness as there were Nachrim croaking in the Eichel, and he stopped mentioning Nora. Daniel questioned Hashem's power as the Jewish people were enslaved, and he stopped mentioning Gvura. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah then came and said that it was the other Rabbi, to the contrary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura is Shekovesh Etz Yisro. He restrains his will all the years that the Jews are subjugated and shows a long-suffering countenance to the wicked by not punishing them for all their evil oppressions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nora is seen because if not for his awe among the nations, how could one nation survive among the 70 nations of the world? They therefore reinstated mention of these attributes in Tefillah. Therefore, they are called the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the men of the Great Assembly, because they magnified HaKadosh Baruch Hu by restoring the full complement of praises that were uttered by Moshe. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samach Tes, and this simur comes to us by way of Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey, who suggested Samach Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep covered in soot. So here goes. The leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot, while an assembly of great judges looking on proclaimed Hashem was powerful and awesome. Once again, slow motion. The leader of the chimney sweeps, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments, which reminds us of Shimon HaTzedek's encounter with Alexander and how Alexander bowed down, saying he saw a likeness of Shimon HaTzedek on the battlefield that enabled him to be victorious. And although the din is that one should not wear big dekuna outside the base of Migdash, the Gemara relates that either they were garments that were fitting to be used as big dekuna, or that here he was permitted to wear big dekuna as it was an emergency, based on the pasuk, Eis lasos l'Hashem meferus or hasecho. It's a time to act for Hashem, they have nullified your Torah. So the leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot, which reminds us of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah subduing the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah and the decision to only blind the Yetzer Hara for immorality in one eye, lest the world would become desolate, which resulted in the removal of the temptation for incestuous relationships. So the leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot. While an assembly of great judges looking on proclaimed Hashem was powerful and awesome. Which reminds us that the Gemara explains the reason why the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were called by that name is that they restored Moshe Rabbeinu's praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Gibor and Nora that Yirmiyahu and Daniel had ceased to use, thereby magnifying Hashem's greatness. So once again, the leader of the chimney sweeps bowed down to a priestly man in beautiful garments when he cast a fiery lion cub into a lead cauldron producing lots of soot. While an assembly of great judges looking on proclaimed Hashem was powerful and awesome. All right, that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.